We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield.
That ball is carrying and we'll walk it off.
This is the Scott Forbes Show. Now, from the Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina, here is your host, Dave Nathan.
Carolina Club, but we are here for another edition of the Coach Forbes radio show originating from Bochimer Stadium today. Of course, the club is closed on Mondays, but it's still your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. You can visit the Carolina Club online at carolina-club.com. Learn more about your club at Carolina as we get ready for a 30-minute conversation about Coach Forbes Club at Carolina. And wow, what a week, what a weekend it was for the Diamond Heels, besting Charlotte in the midweek and taking 2 of 3 in Raleigh at North Carolina State. And so, Coach, you know, we enjoy doing these things Wednesdays from the Carolina Club, but coming off the weekend that we just had, let's keep the good times rolling here on a Monday for a change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's I love that Carolina Club, but I love Bochimer Stadium as well. Sitting here with you overlooking the field, man, they have it looking great. All of our games left are at home except for at UNCW, so that's exciting for our fans and exciting for our players.
Yes, we will become accustomed to spending some time here at the Bosch over the final couple of weeks of the regular season as the Tar Heels have really turned a page getting into the month of May, Coach. I know April didn't go the way that you wanted it to, but here so far, so good for your guys. And you know, you just want to keep that momentum going here as we come down the stretch, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm proud of our guys. You know, that was a tough series at Virginia, especially losing that game on Saturday where we fought and had that lead. And then they got us pretty good on Sunday. You know, have one more game against a really good Liberty team, and I thought we played really well that game and had a week of exams and mix in a game against Charlotte during those times, you know, during exams, so the guys have a lot on them. Found a way to beat a good Charlotte club, and then to go over to NC State, our rivals, to win that series when we haven't won an AC series in some time, and obviously haven't played as well as we wanted to on the road, showed a lot of grit and toughness for our guys.
So Carolina wins two games by just a single run at North Carolina State. Coach, you couple that with the walk-off win against Charlotte
And you've won 4 out of 5 overall and 3 by just a single run. And you know this as well as anybody. This can be a strange and fickle game. But when the ball is bouncing your way, I don't know if you question yourself or not, but you just keep on going with it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I tell you, you have to find ways to win those close games. And we have not found ways to do it until this stretch. And this stretch is the most important stretch. So that helps confidence tremendously. You know, we've lost some of those, especially when we've had some leads. And you have to find a way to win, and you have to learn sometimes how to win. And I told our guys going over to NC State, you can't hope for it to happen. You have to try to make it happen. And I thought they were aggressive. I thought they played hard, and they got rewarded for it.
Yeah, 11 one-run games this year that you've been involved in, Coach. You're 6-5 in those games. You had won 3 of the first 4 at the top of the schedule, then went through the rough patch, and then have won your last 3 against Charlotte and 2 against North Carolina State. I want to go back to game 1 against NC State because years from now, I don't know how we'll remember this series. Of course, the record books will show that you won it, but it took us 2 days to play one full game. And then we got the last 2 in a span of about 6 hours. This was not the weekend that was scripted, but it was the weekend that you got thanks or no thanks to Mother Nature.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to an outdoor sport, especially baseball. You know, especially if you don't have a turf field, you're going to have to put the tarp on, take it off, and you just have to deal with it. And we've done it many times before, and that's where the toughness factor comes in. You have to find a way because you're getting all 3 of those games in, and You've seen it all year, Dave. College baseball is at a point now where it's such a fine line between winning and losing. And as dominant as Tennessee has been, they go to Kentucky or wherever they were, and Kentucky's at the low end of the league, and they beat them 2 out of 3. And that's just the way it works. You know, it's confidence and momentum in this game.
You mentioned the word toughness. You can take that word a couple different ways. How tough was it for Max Carlson to get off to the start that he did on Friday, 4 innings, 5 strikeouts, no walks, no earned runs, and then the game just stops?
Yeah, that's – you know, we had a feeling that could happen, but it wasn't our call. You know, it's the home team's call, and you want to talk through it with the other team. We did, but at the end of the day, if we're playing here, that's a decision that I have to make, and they felt like we could start, and we did. We got a good amount of the game in, and I didn't have a good feeling once it stopped that we'd be able to restart, and we couldn't throw Carly back out there anyway. He was almost at 70 pitches, but we know he's got Friday night stuff. I thought he looked as good as he had been. He had a good bullpen session this week, really working on his glove side fastball, but he had velocity. He had his off-speed pitches, and we're going to need him to be like that because when he does that, he's as good as any Friday night starter, not just in our league, but in the country, and he can shut you down. So I'm excited to watch him moving forward.
He did shut
NC State. That was tough.
No question. I mean, he did shut NC State down for those 4 innings, and Logan Whitaker had a good go of it as well for State in game 1. So the game is just paused and suspended, and we restart a couple of days later, it feels like, with the score tied at 1. And then all of a sudden, from a 1-1 game to an 8-7 final, Coach, this, I think I said during the broadcast, the game had more plot twists than a spy novel. You just never knew what was going to happen next.
You didn't. And, I mean, when you have your guy and you feel like he's probably going to go 7 that day, when did that inning stop? The 4th?
I think it was in the top of the 5th is when they made the change from Whitaker to Nelson.
So he threw 4 innings and you know, you got to sleep on. Okay, we got to get these, we got to get through this game, and the goals to have Davis at the back end. It didn't work out that way, but at the end of the day, you know, our guys again, you have to give them credit. They found a way to get it done and get that first win, which is always big, but on the road, man, it's even bigger.
No question. Gage Gillian goes on to get the win in game 1. But it was a total team effort from Carlson with Pry, Rat, Bovaire, Palermo in between. And how about Hunter Stokley again? There's just something about some guys facing certain teams. Stokley had a couple of home runs last year against the Pack, virtually homerless since, and then hits a 3-run shot in the 6th to really turn the tide.
Yeah, and that was a bomb.
Yeah.
He didn't miss that one at all. And, you know, in-state kids, they know the rivalry, and they educate the guys that are out of state. But, you know, Stokes, that guy, you know, he grew up a Tar Heel fan, and I'm just thankful he's here. He keeps getting better and better and better. He's had some big at-bats for us, and, man, has he played a good first base.
a closing thought on game one before we take our first timeout. We'll continue to explore this series and the remainder of the Carolina schedule here. But you go to the ninth, the game's tied at seven. All of a sudden, the explosion of runs in the middle innings, the offense goes dry for both sides. You start off with, I think it was Max Reimer pinch hitting for Mikey Madei to lead off the ninth. That would prove to be beneficial because he got the all-important leadoff walk that gives you the chance to get Reese Holbrook on the base paths.
Yeah, I thought Reimer, man, he's been really good in that pitch hitting role and coming off the bench. And I think the fact that he hit one, you know, 380 foul, and then he hit one 400 barely foul, created that walk. You know, the pitcher was trying to be fine and not give him anything to hit. He got the walk. We got Reese on base, and you know, Reese is our Dave Roberts right now. You know, he's gonna give you a chance. He can steal. He can score from first. He keeps getting better and better on the bases, so that's just the definition of team if you have ever seen it, you know.
So Madei exits, Reimer enters, Holbrook pinch runs for Max. Vance Honeycutt lays down a sack bunt to push him over. Zarate singles, and now you've got Mac Horvath at the plate with one down and a runner at third. Horvath gets it done. A sack fly scores the go-ahead run that turns out to be the winning run. And you just put that sequence of events together. And as a coach, needing just a run, I don't think you could do it any better than that, could you?
No, I mean, we had some good situational hitting. Excuse me. And that wasn't a deep fly ball, and that's where a speed factor comes in. You know, I think there are two guys on our team I'm sending, maybe three with Mikey. And you know, but Reese has elite speed as well as Vance, and he got in there. I mean, it was a pretty shallow fly ball, but it was an opportunity, and Reese got it done as well as Mac.
We talked last week about where you want to be in the third base coaching box or down the line when there's a ball hit into the outfield that's a base hit. Take me through the steps, and I know you guys work on this stuff, when there is the potential for a sack fly, what the conversation is like between you and, I guess at this point in time, it was Reese at third base. Where are your eyes? What are you saying? What's the player supposed to do?
Yeah, it's one of three things. If it's a deep fly ball, it's always leave late. So you're literally pushing down on the bag, basically almost after the ball's caught. You see the ball go in the glove, you know you're scoring. It's a deep fly ball. There's no play at the plate, so you don't want to even come close to leaving early. Number two is you're going to bluff, so it's shallow. We want to draw a throw. We're not going. We're trying to get them to airmail the ball, maybe to get the backside runner to second base. And the last one is we're going. And our guys know when I say we're going, it's bang, bang. You got to time it up, and you're going to have to slide hard. You're either going to go head first around, which we don't like to go head first very often in the home, but if you can avoid it and get your hand around, but usually you want to go feet first like Reese did against Charlotte. So if it is bang, bang, you have a chance to break up the play because it's hard to break it up going head first, because I was a catcher. If you come head first, I'm going to try to drop my knee right on your shoulder. So those are the things we work on. And you can't leave early, but you got to time it where right when it hits the edge of that glove, you're rolling. And you're pushing hard towards home instead of pushing back on the base.
All right, a little coaching clinic here on the Coach Forbes Radio
absolutely.
Show. I like
fundamentals.
It. That's right.
Fundamentals.
A little something for all you youngsters to work on later on today. Of course, we want to see you youngsters out here at the ballpark Tuesday and Wednesday for midweek games. And, of course, we've got Wake Forest coming to town this upcoming weekend. So we'll talk all about that and continue to recap the NC State Series. When we come back after this, it's a special Monday edition of the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
Never
deity, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Dave Nathan welcoming you back to the Coach Forbes radio show. Hey, we like Grand Slams and you like Jersey Mike subs. This season, the Tar Heels try to bring you both with the return of the Grand Salami Challenge. For every Grand Slam the Tar Heels hit at home this season, Jersey Mike subs is offering a free regular sub to all fans in attendance. So keep an eye on the offense all season long. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Again, we're back for the Coach Forbes radio show, a special Monday edition following a series win at North Carolina State. We were just recapping game one. The Tar Heels prevailed 8-7. And then, Coach, we go from playing part of game one on Friday to the other part, I think it was on Saturday, to playing the first doubleheader of the season on Sunday. We got started at 11 a.m. I hope your Mother's Day plans weren't interfered with too much.
They weren't too bad, actually. We actually had an awesome Mother's Day gathering at my house with a lot of family. They got started without me. But I still was able to get there about 7 o'clock and eat dinner and visit with everybody and just enjoy it. You know, my mom's 79 or getting ready to be 79. So, you know, you don't want to miss those things. And, you know, this family is so special. If you're lucky to have a big one and get everybody together. But it was a long day, that's for sure. You know, the weather was not ideal. I was like, wait a second, is this May or are we back in February? I was freezing. And I think everybody was freezing, so that hurt the crowd a little bit. But it was, you know, doubleheader's a doubleheader, and it was the first time we did it. And I think the way the whole weekend unfolded made it a little bit tougher on both teams.
Just to clue you in here, Coach, I know that you think that we've got it pretty good in the press box where we've got walls and a ceiling and a window that moves up or down if you so choose. But it was raining so hard on Friday, somebody came in from one of the other rooms and said that the press box was leaking. There was water coming in through the floor and through the walls and through the ceiling. It was a little bit of a disaster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I hope they had heat in there for y'all yesterday.
You know what they had? We had a foul ball enter the press box in our radio booth for the first time since I've been doing this. There was a pop-up that got over the top of the net, and as it came back down, it caught the corner of a piece of concrete and took a sharp turn, almost hit Kyle in the face.
Tell Kyle he's got to stick his hand up and catch it.
We've been through this before, Coach. If a ball comes into the booth, Kyle's got first dibs. I'm getting out of the way because communication is key here in the broadcast booth. So
he's got to call it.
He's got it. In this case, he didn't have it. I had to retrieve it from the back corner. I gave it to Kyle, and we said this might have been the only time that anything Carolina had ever been cheered at NC State because Kyle tossed the ball out to a young kid, and we got a nice round of applause.
That's the truth.
Feel-good moment on Mother's
Day. Tar Heel fans are not getting many applause over it at the Doak, that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. But between the delay of, you know, waiting on game one, whether we're going to play or not, to what unfolded on Saturday, where, again, we're told that we've got to put game two on hold here, how do you spend your time with your team where there's not really a quote-unquote clubhouse or locker room to go to? You got to get a little creative about where to put your guys.
Yeah, after that Saturday game, I mean, you know, the communication was average, just to be honest with you. So eventually they said, I said, okay, we got to either get on the bus, but I didn't want to be on the bus for so long. I don't know what time that game ended, the first one, but it was fairly early. It wasn't too late. What, 3?
3:05 is what I've got for the stopping.
Yeah,
point.
And they said, we'll reaccess at 5, and, you know, we think we have a chance to possibly play at 6:30. And they were going to take us to the indoor facility, and I just got to the point where, okay, enough of this. I'm taking my team back to the Bosch. So we got on the bus. We went back to the Bosch and want our guys to switch uniforms, put some dry clothes on, and you know, I just got on the phone at 5, and if they needed us to come back over, we'd get back on the bus and go over. Because you want to prepare your team, you know, for the scenario of, okay, all of a sudden we're starting at 8 o'clock, and the best way to prepare is to get them back here, get them hydrated, get some food, fresh uniform. They were excited to play. We were going to wear our navies for the first time this season, just because it's really all we had ready to wear. And everybody had their uniforms on, and we were ready to go, and then we got the call that we were playing a doubleheader, so it worked out good that we were back here so they could get home and get to bed.
That it did. Second kind of unique delay that we've had this year, of course, the first one in Louisville, Coach. You took us on a little shopping spree to one of the local grocery stores up in northern Kentucky. That's one I'll never forget.
Yeah, that was something else, you know. I got to give our guys credit on that one too. They were, you know, they wanted to play, they wanted to finish the game. I think a lot of teams could have taken the route of we'll take the win and get out of here, but you know, you have to practice what you preach to your players, and that's to do what's right all the time, cuz you know what's right, and that's what was right, was to finish that game. But I think a lot of people would have said, "Hey, it may not be safe or whatever. We're ahead. Let's take it to the house." But that didn't work out like we wanted to, but that'll be a game I will never forget.
My last memory of that, Coach, is you with your grocery shopping cart in full gear, pushing it through the parking lot, loaded up for everybody. I mean, that's
peanut butter and
jellies. Player if I ever saw one.
Yeah, man. It's all about the players and getting them ready. So, and this is a great group, so you want what's best for them, and you want to take care of them.
All right, that's Coach Forbes taking care of us here on our weekly broadcast here. It's the Coach Forbes Radio Show that continues in just a bit from Learfield.
This season, enjoy the winning combination of Tar Heel baseball and peanuts grown right here in the Tar Heel State. The peanut farmers of North Carolina are proud to support the Diamond Heels again this year and remind you that peanuts are delicious and nutritious, high in protein, and contain zero cholesterol. Peanuts are a healthy snack that can be enjoyed on the go, at home, or while you're cheering on the Heels at Boschmer Stadium. So enjoy some North Carolina peanuts today.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. Shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
Battery power made by Steel. From trimmers and mowers to chainsaws and blowers, Steel battery tools are exactly what you need to tackle your to-do list. Whether you need to maintain your yard or completely transform your landscape. Shop online for the Steel AK Homeowner Series starting at just $199.99. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
The Carolina Club is your social and business club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining and a full calendar of social, business, family, and community events. It has an unbeatable location when it comes to UNC sporting events right in the heart of campus. You don't even have to be a UNC alum because everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
It is the Coach Forbes Radio Show on a Monday for a change. Dave Nathan and Coach Forbes with you as, again, we celebrate all things Carolina baseball. Mother's Day, we've tackled that as well. The Carolina Club, of course, around for UNC sporting events, social, business, family, community affairs, and more. And you don't even have to be a UNC alum because everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Coach, your club takes the opening game at State, and then we played two yesterday, starting off at just after 11 o'clock. Game two was a tough one for the Tar Heels. Matt Willetson went the full nine and really pitched a gem. I said after the game, you don't have to like it, but you certainly can appreciate it because he had his A stuff.
Yeah, you got to respect it. That changeup's Bugs Bunny, you know, as we call it. It's an equalizer if it's on, and that's the deal with Willetson. His fastball's okay. The breaking ball is okay, but, you know, he's got good command of the fastball. If the changeup is on, it makes the fastball that much better. And that's 2 years in a row. You know, he just had our number. I believe he threw a complete game or close to it last year against us. And that wasn't a great weekend for us, but he was mighty good. And, again, that changeup, and that can give anybody fits. I thought, you know, they started bridging the gap, and they beat us pretty good, but there was a point there where we had a couple opportunities and we couldn't take advantage of them. Schaefer didn't have his best stuff, but at the end of the day, we managed our pitching where we felt like we had some pretty good bullets left for game three.
Yeah, Willitson didn't go the full nine against the Tar Heels last year in game three, but did get the win in that game.
Okay.
It was his first complete game since Boston College last year. So,
yeah.
Again, game two, it comes and goes relatively quickly, and so that sets the stage for an intriguing game three where it's essentially winner take all. The winner wins the series. And, Coach, I'm just a guy trying to call a game in the broadcast booth. But from my vantage point, it looked like your team's approach at the plate was way different to not allow Silver to get deep into counts. You guys came with some big cuts early.
Yeah, definitely. We felt like with him, the changeup was good, but it wasn't nearly as good. You know, when you have a changeup that's 15 miles an hour difference, it can really slow you down, and that's what we faced with Willison. So we felt like our approach was good. We changed the lineup a little bit. Felt good about that, and our guys definitely answered the bell for sure.
Yeah, all you did to change the lineup was put Vance Honeycutt in the cleanup spot, and all he does in the first inning is hit a two-run homer.
Yeah, he looked like a cleanup hitter, didn't he? Vance has looked good, man. He's made a big adjustment in his swing, trying to get rid of the tilt to be more consistent and more direct. Spent a lot of time in the cages with Coach Wiersbicki. He's a worker, extremely coachable. He's only going to keep getting better, but he's looked good. So it was just a matter of, okay, do we lead him off in this game? Or do we put them, you know, down there behind either four, five, six, somewhere in there? And I just felt like he's a good threat right now. And Alberto had been struggling a little bit, as well as Johnny. So we felt like we put our top five at the current time in the top five.
Well, it all worked out. Honeycutt gets you guys started early. Osuna closes late with the two-run homer in the eighth. And I don't want to leave out Danny Cerretti from this conversation because, Coach, unless my math is wrong here, he was something like 7-for-14 over the weekend.
Yeah, he stepped it up, man. Big-time leader for us, matured tremendously, ultra-competitive. So that was big for us. You got to have, as Coach Williams always says, your players got to play. And when you mean by your players, that means your top guys. And they've got to perform and they got to carry you, especially when you're in a little bit of a tough stretch or you're going down the stretch.
Well, we are coming down the stretch. Carolina wins game three and wins the series at State. 7-6 is the final. Beauvais gets the win. Davis Palermo was huge in the last couple of innings, striking out four and only allowing one hit and getting his third save of the season. So the Tar Heels get that that difficult road series win at State, winning two games by a single run, and it sets the stage for what should be a pretty eventful midweek and weekend. A couple of topics we'll tackle when we come back after this. It's the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served. Thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. of the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanStem. A message from the Ad Council.
As is often the case, these 30 minutes have just sailed by with Coach Forbes on this week's Coach Forbes radio show. Dave Nathan again on the other side of things. Next week, we'll be back at the Carolina Club. This week, we are at the Bosch, and we're talking all things Carolina baseball. So, Coach, your team wins the series at State this past weekend. Two midweek games coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday, both at 6 o'clock. Gardner-Webb and Charleston Southern coming to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, no doubt. Excited. You know, beautiful weather, it looks like. Getting to play at the Bosch, and you know, this time of year, if you're a player, you want to play games instead of practice. So they don't have academics on them right now, and that's awesome. We just get out there and play.
So two games coming up in the midweek for the Tar Heels, and that sets the table for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons 11-12-1 in the ACC after an interesting series against Louisville. And so both of these teams, you know, nothing really guaranteed and needing as many wins as you can bank.
Yeah, every game. We talked about this, heck, 3 weeks ago. You got to play every game like it's a postseason game. And this time of year, to get where you want to, you need to play that way. So you're playing well and building off that momentum.
Well, Coach, we appreciate all the momentum that we've got here so far in the month of May. This has been a fun club to be around. And hopefully we're going to be around you guys a lot more for the remainder of this month. And hopefully into next month. Unfortunately, our time is up, and so we'll say thank you and so long for now. This has been another edition of the Coach Forbes Radio Show from Learfield.
The Scott Forbes Show has been brought to you by the Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.